Lord, we want to thank you for your kindness to us in so many ways.
主啊,我们感谢您的就是从各个方面都对我们非常的好。
Lord, you know our weakness, you know our failings, but we thank you that you are a faithful God.
主啊,您知道我们的弱点,也知道我们的就是这样的感觉,所以我们感谢您,那是一个非常好的神。
And your promises many times over in Scripture are that if we seek you, we will find you.
在圣经里很多地方说呢,如果我们寻求你呢,就会找到你。
And so we've come this evening seeking the blessings of God from the Word of God by the Spirit of God.
所以我们今天晚上呢,就是来到这里呢,就是寻求神的话,也通过神的圣灵呢,寻求神的话。
So we pray that you'll help us now, Lord, as we turn to your word. We pray that each one will have a blessing from the Lord as we consider your truth tonight.
主啊，我们祈求您呢，现在呢，就是来赐福给我们。那我们开始学习的时候呢，求您呢，让每一个人呢，都能从那个神的话里得到您的赐福。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在向着感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So again, welcome to everyone, especially those who've just joined us. We're glad that you're here, that we're here tonight.
再次呢，欢迎刚刚加入我们的，我们非常高兴呢，我们今天都来到这里，我们都在这里。
So our studies tonight are in the book of Luke, and I believe it's chapter 13.
因为我们的学习在路加福音第十二章，他先借十三章。
Luke chapter 13, I'll get you to turn there.
I think we did not finish 12.
I think you're right. We should start at verse 54.
所以我们应该从路加福音十二章54节开始。
Now, I'm noticing that there are maybe one or two others from China who are often with us, not here tonight. Some of you may want to advise them that we are starting an hour early tonight because of the change in Vancouver to daylight saving time.
因为我们也记得呢，就是有注意到有些从中国通常加入我们的今天没有来，所以有可能他们忘了时间，所以你们中间在中国的认识他们呢，可以提醒一下他们，就是说我们温哥华那一进入的夏令时，在中国的开始时间呢是上午的10:30。
So again, we're looking at Luke chapter 12 and verse 54.
我们再次来学习《路加福音》十二章的第54节。
Now remember, the theme is that the Lord is moving toward Jerusalem, and he's telling the those he speaks to that he will soon be going to leave them. He will be killed, but that they will carry on some of the great truths that they will need to know when he leaves them.
这个里面的大家也知道，当时呢，主耶稣呢正往耶路撒冷城走，但是呢，这个时候当他去到耶路撒冷城的时候，他告诉跟他的跟从者和他的门徒们说呢，就是说他呢要被交到人手里，然后呢还要离开他们，他要被钉十字架，然后在他走之前呢，他要告诉他们一些就是他离开以后他们要知道的真理。
So verse 54 says, then Jesus also said to the multitudes, when you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather. And there is.
第54节说呢，耶稣又对众人说：“你们看见西边起了云彩，马上就说要下一阵雨，果然就有。” 起了南风，就说要将要燥热，也就有了。
So the fact is that the ancient Jews living in the days of the Lord Jesus were very good. We would call them meteorologists. They were able to forecast the weather.
这个里面呢，再一次呢，就是在主耶稣基督这个年代呢，就是说是当时呢，以色列的人呢，他们都是一些非常好的气象学家，他们能知道呢，后面第二天的天气是什么样子。
I marvel as I go through life that very intelligent men are able to do amazing things.
你在我的人生里面呢，我发现那些智商高的人呢，他们可以做一些非常令人惊奇的事情。
We've been studying in the book of 2 Kings recently on Sunday nights.
因为我们在那个就是说是最近的那个星期天的晚上在学习列王纪下，
And we've been reading about King Hezekiah.
我们在读那个西西家王的故事。
And more on this tomorrow night.
明天晚上我们会讲更多一点。
But let me just tell you that Hezekiah had a problem.
也让我告诉大家呢，西西家有一个问题。
He was in the city of Jerusalem, and the enemy were encamped against them. On the south and east side of the city.
因为当时呢，他在那个耶路撒冷城，那么呢，他的敌人呢，在东南方向呢，包围了耶路撒冷城。
Actually, before the enemy were there, he knew that they would someday come. So he realized the problem was that the water supply for the city was on the other side of the city wall.
因为里面就说是啊，他呢，实际上在他们来之前呢，他已经意识到这个问题。那么说呢，这整个城市的那个就是水的供应是在城墙外面。
On the other side of the wall was what was known as the Gihon Springs.
因为我们在那个另外一些城墙那边呢，我们知道叫该行那个泉水。
So he said, We're not going to survive as a city if the water falls into the hands of the enemy because it's outside the wall.
也就是说，如果呢，我们那个水源呢被敌人控制了，那么我们在城内的人呢就生存不下去了，因为水
So
源。
he said, What we should do is we should dig a tunnel between the spring and the city of Jerusalem. If we had a tunnel, we could block off the flow of the water from the spring and divert it to the center of the city of Jerusalem.
所以当时呢，我们应该挖一个水的隧道。我们把水隧道如果挖了以后呢，我们就可以把那个水源的那个水那个堵上，让它改道进入耶路撒冷城。
And so he prayed, and then he got involved, the engineers, and they decided that they would, in fact, dig a tunnel from the spring to the inside of the city.
因为这个里面他呢，就是说是祷告了，然后跟那些工程师们商量以后呢，他们决定从那个泉水那里呢挖一个隧道通到城内。
It was a difficult engineering problem.
所以这是一个非常的艰难的工程问题。
They decided that they were going to have to dig a tunnel, but instead of a straight tunnel, they were going to have to do it in an S shape.
这个里面呢，就是说，本来呢决定呢挖一个隧道，但是呢，本来隧道应该是直的，但是呢，他们必须挖一个就是像那个 S 形状的隧道。
And one of the reasons, one of the problems was speed. So instead of just started digging on one end, they started digging from both ends.
因为其中一个问题呢，本来呢，他们应该从一边挖，一边挖呢，他们因为时间的关系，他们呢决定从两头都开始挖。
So you had them from inside the city going up, from outside the city going down in an S curve.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是当他们呢，就是说是从城内往外挖，从那个泉水那里往里面挖，这样呢，他们就挖成了一个 S 形状。
And they actually met.
实际上，他们碰到了。
And they were, I believe, somewhat less than 12 inches out. They met in almost a perfect alignment.
因为就是当他们挖灯遇到的时候呢，只有那个稍微12英寸的差距，就是说，实际上他们挖的一个非常完美的接通了。
Now, if somebody gave you a job like that today, could you figure out how to dig that tunnel?
你如果今天呢，有人呢给你布置这样一个任务，你知道怎么样去把那个隧道怎么样去挖吗？
Hezekiah's engineers were brilliant.
所以你家的那些工程师们都非常的聪明，
But they didn't all trust the Lord.
但他们并不都相信主。
And so the Lord is making a parallel here. And he's saying that you men, you're brilliant and able to determine what the weather is going to be tomorrow.
女主呢，在这里呢，就做了一个例子，她就说呢，你们非常的聪明，你们甚至知道明天的天气会怎么样。
But verse 56, he says, you're hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time?
56节说，假冒伪善的人呢，你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这时候呢？
God had sent Jesus, the Messiah, to them.
因为神呢，把主耶稣弥赛亚呢差到他们这里来。
He had given many prophecies from the Old Testament that he fulfilled in the New Testament.
因为他呢，已经呢，就是实现了很多在旧约里的预言，在新约里实现了。
They saw a multitude of prophecies fulfilled regarding the Lord Jesus, but instead of obeying him and following him, they put him on a cross and killed him.
因为他们在很多的时候、很多方面呢，都看到了主耶稣基督所行的神迹，但是呢，他们却没有跟从他，而是把他杀了，把他钉在十字架上。
And rightly so, Jesus called them hypocrites. You got all kinds of wisdom for science. You just don't have wisdom for the times related to the truth of God. Shame on you.
你主耶稣基督说他们是假冒伪善的人，你们有很多科学方面的这样的智慧，但是呢，你们却没有这样的智慧呢，去分辨那个神的真理的时间，你们应该感到羞耻。
And then 57, in a more general sense, he says, yes, and even of yourselves, do you not judge what is right? They had wisdom regarding engineering, wisdom regarding meteorology, but they didn't have wisdom regarding justice.
这个里面其实57节说，你们又为何不自己判断什么是对的呢？他们有那样工程方面的智慧，也有就是说是天气预报方面智慧，但是他们却没有那个审判的方面的智慧。
And then he gives some other wisdom to them, verse 58.
他们讲的其他的一些智慧，第58节。
He says, when you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart from there till you have paid the very last mite.
第58节说呢，你同告你的对头去见官长，还在路上，务要尽力和他了结，恐怕他拉你到审判官面前，审判官交付官长，官长把你下到监里。我告诉你，若有最后一个铜钱还没还清，你断不能从那里出来。
They couldn't judge the times. They didn't know what was going to happen. Even when God sent the Messiah to them, they refused to understand that. And so the Lord says that you're going to suffer the other problem that you can't judge you can't discern your own judgment. So when your own judgment comes, it's going to be a terrible judgment against you because you wouldn't listen, you wouldn't say it's coming.
这个里面的就是主观告诉他们，就是说他们甚至呢自己呢能够去判断什么是对的，但是呢他们却呢不判断那个神的真理来的时候，那么说那主呢就是说是差那弥赛亚到他们这里来，所以他们自己呢选择的，他们不去顺服，他们故意的不想去顺服，不想承认，那么说主告诉他们呢，将来呢就是说是。在你受审判的时候，那要根据你自己，因为你知道判断什么是对的，你却不去做对的，你要为此受到审判。
What's going on in the world today?
那么，当今世界发生了什么事情呢？
Well, among other things, there's a war in Iran.
所以除了其他的事情以外，在伊朗呢在打仗。
What's the Bible say about that?
那圣经是怎么讲的呢？
Well, way back in the days of Daniel, the king of Iran was opposed to the Jewish people.
现在又回到那个但以理的那个时代呢，就是当时的伊朗的那个国王呢，他们呢就反对犹太人。
And the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, say there's a day coming when there will be a confederacy of enemies of the Lord from the north, and they will come against Israel.
因为你们在以西结书38、39章里面讲到呢，就是说是从那个北边呢要来一个联邦呢，他们要反对以色列人。
And one of the key enemies at that time is going to be the country of Persia, Islam, Iman, I think it's called. And it's all Persia or Iran that's going to be aligned with the enemies of Israel in the future.
这个当时呢，那边来的那个联邦的敌人呢，他们主要呢就是波斯的人，波斯人呢，他们包括那个伊斯兰人，伊斯兰人现在主要是包括在这个伊朗和这样的波的，就说是波斯帝国伊斯兰的人。
So what does the wise man say?
那么聪明的人怎么说？
He says this is a partial fulfillment, a prefigurement, a warning from God. God will fulfill all his promises in the Bible, and therefore we must come to him for forgiveness now.
这个呢，他说呢，这是圣经里的预言的部分的实现，就是神的话要在这里呢一个一个的实现，所以这个时候呢，我们要来到神这里要悔改，现在就悔改。
That's the implication of verse 58, isn't it? When you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him.
这就是58节的逻辑，是不是呢？你通告你的对头去见官长，还在路上，务要尽力和他了结。
One day, we're all going to meet God as judge, either judge of the Christians or judge of the non-Christian. We'll all stand before God, make provision for it, be wise, recognize it's coming.
所以这个里面就是说，有一天呢，我们所有的人呢都要去见审判官，也作为或者作为基督徒去见审判官，或者是作为非基督徒去见审判官。所以呢，我们每个人呢都要做好准备，要做好明智的选择。
And let the destruction. The terrible destruction that is befalling Iran today, let that be a warning to each of us to turn to the Savior.
也能让今天呢，在伊朗的这样一个极大的毁灭呢，对每个人来说都是一个警告，让我们呢都要转向主。
What is the meaning of warnings?
所以呢，警示是什么意思呢？
When you see a warning, don't go there.
所以你看到一个警示呢，不要到那里去。
It's all very simple. If it's going to rain and you can see it's going to rain, don't go outside without a raincoat and an umbrella.
这个里面这是非常简单。如果你知道外面要下雨，那么说呢，不要没穿雨衣或者没带雨伞就出去。
If God is going to judge the world and the judgment is going to be very sincere, very, very severe, rather, then make sure that you settle with God. Make your arrangements with God now.
所以这个里面呢，就是如果神呢要审判世界的话呢，这个审判呢是非常的严重的一个审判。那么说呢，
So the Lord carries on the theme in chapter 13.
就是说是设定好要归向神。我们现在要回到第13章。
He said there were some present at that season, some who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices.
第13章第1节说，正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们的祭物中的事告诉耶稣。
Now, Pilate was to make himself very famous because he was the one who authorized the Jews to put Jesus on the cross.
所以比拉多呢是一个非常有名的人，因为他呢当时呢受牵连犹太人呢，就是说是把那个就是主耶稣基督呢钉在十字架上。He
knew he was innocent.
他知道主耶稣是无辜的。
He actually made several feeble attempts to deliver him from the murderous crowd.
这个里面就是实际上呢，他做了几个非常的弱的这样的尝试，就是说想把他呢，从十字架上救下来。
But he ultimately authorized his crucifixion.
但是最终呢，他呢批准了他的那个钉十字架。
But before that, apparently he went into Jerusalem and saw some Galileans who were offering sacrifices to the Lord.
实际上呢，在这之前呢，他去了耶路撒冷，看到一些加利利人呢，他们向那个主献祭。
And he authorized 18 of these men to be, was it 18? But he authorized these men to be killed because they were Galileans and offering to God.
因为他呢，其实说是授权了，他们把那些加利利人，他说是吧，不知道是多少，可能是吧。然后呢，因为他们向神献祭呢，所以他们把他杀了。
So obviously, Pilate didn't care very much about any kind of life. He would be happy to kill people.
所以实际上很明显的就是说是，比拉多对那个生命根本就不关心，他非常的愿意去杀人。
So these people were not 18, we're not told the number, but verse 2 says, Jesus answered and says, Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things?
第二节说呢，其实没有告诉是十八个人，所以耶稣回答他们说呢，你们以为这些加利利人比所有加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？
So the thought very often is that if something bad happens to somebody, it's probably because they're very bad.
所以呢，这个逻辑通常会是这样的，就说是如果在某些人身上发生了很糟糕的事情，那是因为他们都是一些很坏的人。
And sometimes that's the case, and usually that's what people assume the case to be.
因为有时候呢是这样的，但是有时候呢，人们呢，通常呢，只是说假设是这样的。
But in these circumstances, verse 3, we read, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
第三节说，我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Why did God allow these Galileans to die?
神为什么允许这些加利利人去死了？
As a warning to all people, not necessarily just the very bad, but all the ordinary people who are sinners too, they all need to trust the Lord. And so the Lord sends the warning through those who died at Pilate's hand. He sends a warning through them to everyone else.
这个里面呢，就是说是实际上呢，就是这是一个警告，警告并不是说是这些坏的人要死，因为所有的人都是罪人，罪人呢，他们呢都要这些归向主，所以主呢允许这加利利人呢，让比拉多呢把那个杀了，所以给大家整个世界的罪人一个警示，他们需要呢转向主。
But that's not the only thing that hit the news media at this time in Jerusalem.
因为当时这个时候并不是说是在耶路撒冷城的新闻头条，只是有这一条。
And so the Lord gives them verse 4.
业主呢讲到第四节。He
says, or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwell in Jerusalem?
第四节说呢，从前希罗亚楼倒塌了，压死十八个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？
So one terribly bad circumstance came from Pilate, and the other circumstance came when the Tower of Siloam fell.
其中一个可怕的情况呢，是从比拉多那里来的。那么另外一个可怕的情况是，一个西罗亚楼倒塌了。
And one could almost describe that as an act of God, but whatever it was a warning from God.
因为里面呢，其中的一个解释呢，这是从神来的。那么其中呢，就是不管怎么说，它就是神给大家的一个那个警示。
And so you can imagine a high tower, and all of a sudden it crashes, and 18 people were killed when the tower crumbled and the rocks came down and landed on the heads of those 18 people. Terrible.
你可以去想象一下，一个非常高的那个塔，它这样呢突然倒下来，倒下来那上面那些砖块、石块呢，都砸在那些下面的18个人的头上，把人给砸死了，很可怕。
What is the meaning of that?
这个是什么意思呢？
Verse number 5. I tell you no, said Jesus, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
说呢，主耶稣说呢，我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
So this event, another warning from God that we should repent.
其实这个里面就是另外一个警示，从神来的，我们应该要悔改了。
So how foolish to be a very good meteorologist and able to make sure that you don't get wet when you go for a walk.
你这个里面就是这个呢，就是一个气象学家呢，他们在这方面非常的专长。他们说呢，他知道出去那个走路的时候都不会被淋湿。
But how foolish to ignore the warning in it and fail to make peace with God when you see that judgment must come.
因为对他们来说是多么的愚蠢呢？他们知道那个审判要来之前呢，他们不去和神呢找到和平。
And so, Leon, welcome. And to you, just remind you that we are at verses 5 and 6 in Luke chapter 13.
现在我们欢迎立案，那就是提醒一下，我们现在路加福音13章的第五节、第六节。
All we've considered this morning are basically saying the signs are there. Sooner or later, the judgment will come. Don't just sit there. Do something. Respond to the judge.
这个里面呢，就是今天呢下午呢，今天晚上我们所读到的所有的事情呢，其实都说那里有一些迹象呢已经有那个审判要来了，所以呢你要去做点事情，不要只是坐在那里。
And so in verse 6, he begins another story on the same theme.
第一呢，就是第六节呢，同样的主题呢，开始讲另外一
个故事。Verse 6, he also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none.
用这个比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在他的葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不着。
And so he said, verse 7, to the keeper of the vineyard, look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?
第七节说呢，就对管园的说，看到我这3年来到这无花果前找果子，竟找不着，就把它砍了吧，何必白占土地呢？
That's the logical conclusion of a logical farmer.
一个有逻辑的一个农民呢，他会做出有逻辑的那样的决定。
Verse 8, but the gardener said, he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it, and if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that, you can cut it down.
外界说管员的回答他说，主啊，今年且留着，等我周围拓开土加上粪，以后若结果子便罢，不然你再把它砍了。
So how long should God be merciful to you and me, if we do things we should not do? How long should he be merciful with us? For 3 years?
因为如果我们呢做了我们不该做的事情，那么神呢，他呢应该对我们有多长的怜悯呢？3年吗？
You remember the Lord had to rebuke Solomon.
大家记得那主呢，必须责备所罗门。
And his words to Solomon were very simple. He said, Solomon, you didn't obey me, although I appeared to you twice.
因为他对那个所罗门的责备非常的简单，他说呢，就算呢我向你出现了2次，你仍然不顺服我。
Here we've got not 2 years, but 3 years.
今年呢没有2年，是3年。
And the owner says, cut it down.
这个呢，管园的时候把它砍下
And
来。
the gardener says, no, give it one more year.
因为管园的时候呢，啊，再给我1年吧。
How long should the Lord be giving people to repent?
你主要给人们多长时间去悔改呢？
How long should the Lord be giving you and me to repent?
因为主呢，应该给你我多长时间去悔改呢？
And so we're a very foolish people because we can tell what the weather's going to be next week. We don't have a very good job, do a very good job of determining what the signs of the times are. Jesus came and he came to offer them the kingdom. And they said, we don't want you. They put him on a cross. They even dared to call him the King of the Jews when they did so. How foolish.
因为我们是一群非常愚蠢的人，我们知道呢下个星期的天气是什么样，那么甚至呢我们却不决定呢，就说是到底那个审判的日子要来的时候，我们应该去怎么做？所以主呢，神呢把主耶稣派来做弥赛亚来到这里，他们呢把他钉在十字架，所以他们甚至呢把他称之为犹太人的王，他们是多么的愚蠢。
Now, why this story of the fig tree in the vineyard?
为什么这样有一个故事在那个葡萄园里那个无花果树呢？
And from a prophetic point of view, both the vineyard and the fig tree are pictures of the nation of Israel.
从那个预言的角度去讲呢，就是说是葡萄园呢和那个无花果树呢，都是以色列人的一个画面。
Who is the landlord?
谁是那个园主？
Well, that would be God or Jesus.
那应该是神和或者是主耶稣，
Who is the chief gardener?
谁是那个管园子的呢？
Well, that would be God or Jesus, wouldn't it?
应该是神和主耶稣，是不是呢？
How long did Jesus preach?
主耶稣的传道传了多少多长时间呢？
Well, sometime over 3 years.
所以大概3年多。
And so it's possible that it was Jesus who was illustrating here, saying, I've preached to you for 3 years and you brought forth no fruit. I'll give you a few more months, and then if you don't bring forth fruit, we'll cut you down.
这个就是主耶稣基督，有可能主耶稣基督在这里跟他们说呢，我跟你们讲道讲了3年了，3年了你们不结果子，那么说呢，我再给你几个月，如果在几个月以后呢，你还不结果子，我就会把你们砍下来。
He did give them a few more months. They gave him a few more months, still no fruit, and they put him on a cross.
因为他真的给了他们几个月，几个月呢仍然没果子，那他们呢就把他钉上了十字架。
What happened after that?
那之后怎么办？
Well, the nation of Israel was destroyed.
整个以色列这个国家被摧毁了。
The city of Jerusalem destroyed by Titus in AD 70, some 30, 40 years after the Lord Jesus died and rose again.
你在公元后的那个70年呢，那个提多呢，将军把整个呢以色列呢摧毁了，大概就是在主耶稣基督呢死了、复活了以后的40年左右。
And then the Romans destroyed the entire land of Judah.
然后呢，罗马人呢就摧毁了整个的犹大的那片土地。
And the Jews were out of possession of that land from that time until, some argue, the 1948, when they finally got some liberty in part of the land.
因为你们自从那以后呢，那犹太人呢被分散到世界各地，直到1948年呢，他们才呢夺回了一点土地。
How foolish to ignore the warnings, the signs of the times, Jesus said. All men ought to repent.
因为这是多么的愚蠢，几乎是这样的一个迹象和警告。主耶稣基督告诉他们呢，是这个时候要悔改了，这样的警告。
So if you lived in Iran today, what would you be likely to do?
所以，如果你今天住在伊朗，你愿意怎么做呢？
Well, hopefully you'd say, I want to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
希望呢，你会说呢，我要相信主耶稣基督呢为我的救主。
If you were living in Canada today, what would you say?
如果你今天住在加拿大，你应该说什么？
Well, you'd say, if it's today, it's Iran. Maybe tomorrow it's going to be Canada. Have you noticed Canada's not as friendly with the United States as we used to be? And in fact, the United States is not as friendly with us as we used to be.
因为里面呢，如果今天是伊朗，那么呢，在以后呢，有可能就是加拿大。因为你有没有注意到呢？我们现在呢，加拿大人呢，对美国人并不友好。那么说，美国人呢，也不像过去那样对加拿大人友好。
And you say, as I say, I can't determine what Canada will do, and I can't determine what the United States will do, but at least I can say, Lord Jesus, I want to be your friend. I want you to save me. I choose to believe in you.
所以你说呢，我决定不了加拿大人做什么，我也决定不了那个美国人要做什么。所以呢，你要说那主耶稣基督呢，我决定呢，我要站在您这一边，我要成为您的朋友，我要相信您。
All right, so some stories on the importance of repentance when we see evidence around us that says there must be judgment ahead and it's coming soon.
在这个里面呢，就是说是有些非常重要的这个迹象呢，告诉我们，我们必须的马上悔改，因为呢，有些审判呢就在前面，马上就要来呢，而且很快就要来了，要悔改。
And now another story.
现在是另外一个故事，
Verse 10.
第
Now
十。
Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bent over and could in no way raise herself up.
第十节说，安息日，耶稣在会堂里教导人，看了有一个女人被疾病的灵附了18年，腰弯的一点也直不起来，
Big problem again.
这再是一个大问题。
Imagine being deformed for 18 years.
你去想象一下呢，就是说是驼背了18年。
Some people lose part of their abilities for a day or two, sometimes even for a month or two.
因为有时候人呢失去了，有些人有时候失去了他们的一些能力，一两天或者说一两个月，
18 years would be a big problem.
18年将是个大问题。
If you had a big problem and you decided you needed help, would you pray?
你如果你有一个那个就是说是大问题，那么你是不是决定你要祷告呢？
What would you do? What would you do when you prayed? You'd say, Lord, I've had this problem a long time. Would you please help me?
那你会这跟主说呢，就祷告说呢，主啊，我有这个问题呢，很长时间了，求您来帮助我。
So, what did Jesus do? Verse 12.
所以主耶稣基督在做什么？第12节。
When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.
第12节呢，耶稣看见便叫他过来，跟他说：“主人，女人，你脱离这病了。”
Was that kind?
这是非常的好的吗？
Was that the first time she'd prayed? Probably not.
这是在第一次祷告吗？有可能不是。
But probably the first time that Jesus met her.
这有可能是主耶稣基督第一次呢碰到他。
And so he looses her from her infirmity, verse 13. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
因为他脱离了这病，第13节说，于是用2只手按着他立刻直起腰来，就归荣耀与神。
Now, the question is, why Did he the Lord wait 18 years to heal her?
那问题是呢，主呢为什么要等17年再去治愈他呢？
And one of the answers is this, that because it was 18 years when the healing came, it was a clearly big deal.
你这个里面是其中一件的非常清楚，因为呢是18年，所以当那个治愈来的时候呢，应该是一件非常大的事情。
And the Lord often allows problems to become very serious in order that when He solves them, the world pays attention. Not just one or two people, but the whole world pays attention.
女主呢，通常引起这个问题呢变得非常的严重，所以呢，当她解决这个问题的时候呢，这个整个世界呢会关注这件事情，并不是说仅仅只有一两个人去关注这个事。
And the Lord may de be delaying delivering you and me from problems because He wants to do it when He does deliver in such a way as others would benefit as well.
女主呢，她并不会说是马上呢把你我呢从那个我们的苦难中救出来，因为当她救我们出来时候呢，她希望呢其他的人呢也会受益。
So the woman's response was logical and expected and wonderful.
第一，这个那个就是那个这个女人的她的那个行动呢是有逻辑的，也是呢奇妙的。
Verse 13, she was made straight and she glorified God.
第13节说，他立刻直起腰来，就归荣耀于神。
Now, when God does good things for you, would you remember give Him glory?
当神在你身上行了美事以后呢，你要记住把荣耀归给他。
How could you do that?
你怎么样去做？
Well, you could thank Him, that would give Him glory.
你可以感谢他，这样可以给他荣耀。
And then you could tell others about him. That would give him glory.
而你就是去告诉其他的人关于他，这样也会给他
And
荣
you could go about helping other people. That would give him glory.
耀。因为你可以呢去帮助其他的人，这样也可以给他荣耀。
But that's not the answer of the Pharisee.
但这不是法利赛人的回答。
Verse 14 says, But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. Because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, There are 6 days on which men ought to work, therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day.
14节说，管会堂的因耶稣在安息日治病，就恼怒地说：“有6日应当做工，那6日之内可以用来医治，在安息日却不可。
Did the ruler of the synagogue glorify God?
”你这个管会堂的，他们把荣耀归于什么？
Did he thank Jesus?
也没感谢主耶稣呢？
Did he comfort the woman?
那个安慰的那个女人吗？
No, he's
没有。
just a hypocrite.
他们只是一些假冒伪善的，
That man didn't care about the woman.
因为他们根本就不关心那个女人。
That man didn't care about the God who made Jesus, the fact that Jesus was God. He didn't care about that.
因为那个人呢也不关心呢，就是神，因为神呢，主耶稣就是神，他也不关心主耶稣。
All he cared about was the little sign that he put up in the synagogue that basically says, you've got to keep the law of the Sabbath here.
他所有的关心的，只是说是在那个会堂里立这个牌子，牌子说：“那你在这里要守安息日。
What's the response of the Lord Jesus Christ?
”耶稣基督的回答是什么？
It says, the Lord then answered him and said, hypocrites. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not the one, this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, bound for 18 years, he be loosed from his bond on the Sabbath?
就是呢，也第15节说，于是主回答他说呢，假冒伪善的人呢，难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛驴牵去引吗？况且这女人是亚伯拉罕的一个女儿，被撒旦捆绑了这18年，不当在安息日解开她的绑吗？
He said to the hypocrite, the ruler of the synagogue, the one who was supposed to be the boss of all those Jewish people.
因为他跟那个就是说假冒伪善的人，其实一个管会堂的这个人呢，他应该是那就是所有犹太人的管理人。
He said, you care more for your donkey, you care more for your ox than you do for this woman.
所以他说你们呢就更关心你的牛驴啊，而不关心这个妇女。
She's a daughter of Abraham, and you would let her be in her agony for another day, but you wouldn't let your ox or your ass wait till morning for something to drink. How wicked.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔之一，但是呢，你们就是允许他呢被撒旦多捆绑一天，而不是说是你也不让你的那个牛羊呢，就是等一天再去喝水，所以你们是多么的那个邪恶。
What's the result of logic like that?
你这样的那个意的结果是什么呢？
Well, when people see these things firsthand, it says, verse 17, when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.
这历史记者耶稣说的这话，他所有的敌人都惭愧了，众人因他所行的一切荣耀的事儿就都欢喜了。They
all got together and acknowledged that what Jesus had done was absolutely wonderful, and God got the glory.
他们所有的人一起呢，都承认了主耶稣基督所做的都是奇妙的，神得到了荣耀。
That's the way it should be. Today, when you read the story, you and I should say, thank you, Lord, you were good to that woman.
就是说，你我今天都要做的事情，我们看待说是感谢主啊，您对那个妇女很好。
And then we follow up and say, thank you, Lord, you are good to us as well. You've been off very, very good to me, Lord. Thank you.
因为就是说，然后呢，你就跟着说呢，你说主啊，您对我呢也非常非常的好，感谢您呢一直对我很好。
Excuse me. So, verse 18 now, he's going to change the subject only a little.
第18节呢，他要改把这个主题呢稍微改一点点。
So he says, what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it?
意思说，神的国好像什么？我拿什么来比较呢？
Remember, when the Lord Jesus started his sermons at the beginning of the Gospels, his phrase was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为大家也记得呢，当主耶稣基督开始呢他的服事传道的时候呢，他的第一条信息呢就是说神的国近了，要悔改。
So the kingdom is about to be entered in.
因为这个神的国呢要来了。
What is it going to be like?
那么这个国是什么样子的呢？
So verse 19, he says, it is like a mustard seed, which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and became a large tree, and the birds of the air rested in its branches.
第19节说，好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在园子里，长成大树。空中的飞鸟宿在它的枝上。That's
very strange, the illustrations the Lord uses to describe the heavenly truths.
其实这个是一个非常的奇怪的方式呢，主耶稣基督呢去描绘那个天上的真理。And
so if you were in the gardening business, the farming business in the days of the Lord Jesus, you would carry lots of seeds in your store.
这个里面就是说，如果你在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，你是做园艺生意的，或者说是做农场生意的时候呢，你在你的那个房子里呢，会有很多的种子。And
if you wanted to plant a bean crop, you'd find lots of beans. And if you wanted wheat, you'd find lots of kernels of wheat. You could go to the store and you could buy them.
所以说你呢，就是如果你想呢得到很多的那个就是豆子，你就去撒种豆子，你会得到很多豆子。如果呢你就是学习种那个就是其他的东西呢，你就会得到很多其他得到玉米的话，你就可以得到很多的玉米，但是在商店你买不到。
But if you wanted to plant a mustard tree or mustard plant so that you could get some flavor from your food, you'd go and ask for the seed, and the mustard seed that you would be sold was the smallest seed in the store.
因为里面就是，如果你想呢去种点芥菜，让你的那个调调味，那么说呢，你就到商店去买那个种子。买种子的话呢，你就发现那个芥菜种子是所有的种子里面最小的种子。
But you'd have to plant it in a bit of an open area because when it grew, it would grow far bigger than a bean plant or a corn cob plant or anything else. The biggest, it's the smallest seed, but it's the largest growing result from that seed.
但是你要呢，就是说是准备大量的田地来准备，因为当这个芥菜种子长大的时候，它要占很多的地方，它比那些玉米还有其他的东西占的地方大得多，所以那个芥菜种子呢，它能够长得很大的一种种子。
And so, one of the things about the mustard seed is that the plant that grows is so large that the birds build their nests in it.
其中呢，这个芥菜种子的一个问题是，那就是说是它会长成大树，大树以后呢，空中的飞鸟呢住在它的枝上。
Now, I've got a rhododendron bush growing outside my window.
因为我在我的那个窗户外面呢种了一个蒲公英的花。
And it's a pretty big bush, a pretty nice looking bush in the springtime.
因为就是在那个深，就是说是春天来的时候，一个非常好看的一个非常大的一个丛林。
But there are a number of birds which have decided to make it their home.
因为就是有很多的鸟呢，决定了在上面筑巢。
And so when I look out the window, I don't just see a rhododendron leaf. Or a rhododendron bud, or the flower, but very often I see birds jumping from branch to branch.
因为我来看这个大树你呢，通常呢，我并没看那个大树上呢结的果子会长出开的花，我看到的呢，就是说是小鸟在这个树枝上跳来跳去。
So the question is, what all does that mean?
现在问题，这所有的一切是什么意思？
And the answer is that the Kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ is very, very small in its beginning.
因为答案是我们主耶稣基督的王国呢，在刚开始的时候呢，非常非常的小。
After the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, there were 11 disciples.
一旦主耶稣基督从那个死里复活以后呢，只有11个门徒。
There were 120 in the upper room.
因为就是120个在上房里。
There were a few thousand when the gospel was preached.
因为他那个福音传的时候呢，只有几千人，
But it was a very small thing.
但是非常小的一个。
But today, by the grace of God, there are countless millions around the world who have trusted and are today trusting in the Savior. It's a big plant today.
但是呢，今天呢，借着神的恩典呢，有无数的成百万的人，所以呢，这里呢，他们相信了主耶稣基督，所以是一个非常大的一个王
And
国。
by the grace of God, it'll be a whole lot bigger tomorrow.
也借着神的恩典呢，明天会更大。
Now, what's meant by the fact that the birds of the air, nest in the branches?
因为就是说，那么说呢，这些鸟在那个枝子上筑巢，这个事实是什么意思呢？
And in the parables of the kingdom, and this is just one of many,
因为在那个王国的比喻里面，这就是很多比喻中的一个。
the birds of the air represent the agents of the evil one, false teachers and what's the word I want now? They're really the devil's disciples, not the Lord's.
这里面呢，就是这个鸟代表着那个魔鬼的那个他的那些代理人。
And so the question is, what's happened?
问题是发生了什么呢?
And the answer is much that is evil, and many who are evil have entered the church and pretend that they are church members, church teachers, church leaders, and they have brought much shame upon the great plant, the kingdom of God.
因为事实上呢，那些人呢，都是很多人呢，他们假装成为教师，假装成为教会的领导人，假装成为讲道人，所以他们给神的王国里呢带来了很多的羞耻。
But it is, in a wonderful way, it's still the kingdom of God. The church is still a wonderful thing, in spite of the fact that much that is evil is lingering still in its branches.
这个里面呢，就是但是呢，尽管这样呢，神的王国呢，仍然是一件非常美好的。在尽管呢，这些呢，有几个这样的邪恶的在，欺在这个教会的这个枝子上。
And so you and I have a dual responsibility. First of all, to listen to the message of the church from the Bible and make sure that we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, as the Bible says we must.
这个里面你我呢有双重的责任，就是说我们要呢确保我们从那个圣经里学到神要教给我们的真理呢，活出我们该活出的样子。
And secondly, we must study the Bible in order to ensure that the church that we fellowship with is a church that follows the Lord rather than the birds that are in the branches.
因为这个呢，第二个呢，我们要去学习圣经。学习圣经呢，我们要确保我们在那个教会的这个教会呢，它应该是跟从着主的，而不是跟从着那些树枝上的那些鸟的。
Now, verse 21 picks up that theme again.
第二十节呢，再次把这个主题提起来。
It says, it, that is the kingdom of God, is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leaven.
第二十一节说，那个神的国好比面酵，有一个女人拿来藏在三斗面里，只等全坛都发起来。
So here the kingdom of God is not a mustard tree, but the kingdom of God is simply a loaf of bread.
这个里面呢，就是这里呢，神的国呢，不再像是一个芥菜种子，而是像一个面团。
Actually, better, it's a loaf of dough not yet cooked into bread.
因为实际上呢，就是面团，面发起来，面团还没有那个烘焙成为面包。
And this woman comes along and she inserts into that lump some leaven, and the leaven multiplies and grows, and what comes out is not unleavened bread, it's leavened bread, and it's not as good. It's not good at all.
因为里面就这个女人呢，拿了一些酵放在面里，这个面呢就发起来了，发起来成无酵的面呢，变成了有酵面，这个不好。
The leaven here is a picture of sin.
教在这里呢，是一个罪的画面。
The woman here is a picture of a false teacher. Women often in the Bible were false teachers.
所以这个女人呢，在这里呢，是假教师，在那个圣经里呢，女人通常呢，是个假教师的画面。
And the Lord had to condemn the church in Thyatira and say to them that their problem was that they Excuse me, their problem was that they allowed that woman, Jezebel, to teach and to teach bad things to their congregation.
因为主呢，就是说是他当时呢，必须呢，就是定那个推耶推罗推雅那个教会的罪，因为他们呢，允许那个耶洗别这个坏女人在他们教会里呢，教那个坏的教育。
That happens very, very often in the history of the Bible.
其实那个圣经的历史上呢，通常都会发
In the
生。
history of the church.
那是教会的历史上也会发生。
And very often it's a woman who leads the church astray. Beware. Don't be led astray by women who say, I'm a teacher, I will tell you the truth of God.
这个里面通常呢，他们会把教会带偏，你要注意，不要让那个女人呢，她教导你呢，把你带偏了。通常那些女人说呢，我有真理要教给你们，不要听她的。
So all of these very good, simple stories about the importance of following the Lord, walking in His way, and being prepared for the day that's coming soon. Don't ignore the signs. Don't ignore the warnings.
所以所有这些故事呢，都是呢非常重要的。我们要跟从主，跟从主呢去听他给我们所说的这样的教导，就是说审判呢马上要来了，不要呢就是不忽略那样的警告，不要忽略那样的迹象。
So verse 22 says, he went through the cities and villages teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem.
第二节说，那耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教导人。
Remember now, all of these teachings that we're getting are teachings that came very late in the life of the Lord Jesus. He had stopped preaching to the multitudes. He was now teaching more to his disciples that they would be strong after he had gone to heaven.
因为记得呢，这个呢是指我们的主耶稣基督呢，在他的人生最后的那个阶段，所以呢，他当时呢教导了很多的人，特别的呢，他教导了他的门徒们，因为他们有很多重要的东西，他们需要知道。So
one came to him, verse 23 says, then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved?
第二章节有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”
And the answer is that there were few at the beginning, and there have been many since, but how many? Are there few who are going to be saved?
意思就是说，答案是呢，就是刚开始呢人很少，后来呢有很多人呢。那么说呢，就是最后呢，到底得救的人有多少呢？
And so to this iPad 018, etc., who just joined us, let me remind you that we are studying in Luke chapter 13, and we're going to start studying in verse 24. And glad to have you with us. We started tonight an hour earlier because of the time change in Vancouver.
That is Ivy's mother. So
that's
like,
Ivy's mother. All right. So
Ivy's
you
mother.
explain to her. You explain to her why we're almost finished and she's just arrived. It's because she maybe didn't know.
Okay. 所以那个阿姨，我们呢刚刚加入我们，我们其实呢在学习那个路加福音13章的24节，欢迎你加入我们。因为呢就是说我们这个温哥华进入下年时了，所以呢下一次开始的时间呢是在中国时间，北京时间10点半。所以呢今天呢你可能这个时候加入我们，应该是没有注意到我们时间改了，所以呢我们从今天开始起是10点半开始。
And in particular, we're happy that Ivy's mother is with us tonight. All right, so the question is, are there few who are saved? And so the answer, verse 24, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say of you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
第二次解说，耶稣都这样说：“你们要努力争进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”And
now the simple illustration is coming of the people on the road of life.
现在这个简单的这样的一个例子呢，就是说在说那个人在他的人生的道路上。
And so verse 25 says, when once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you where you are from.
因为五节说，当家主起来关的门，你们站在门外叩门说：“主啊，主啊，给我开门。”我就回答你们说：“我不晓得你们是从哪里来的。
So the story is that there is a broad road in life on which everyone is born, and that road leads on to destruction.
”所以现在这个问题呢，就是说每一个人出生以后呢，有一条那个在宽路在他面前，这条宽路是引向灭亡的。
But there are many signs along that road which say there's an exit on this particular point. If you go through that door, you won't go to destruction. You can go on to eternal life.
但是呢，在这条路的旁边呢，有很多出口。那个出口上面呢，就是说是有一个标志，标志说呢，如果你从这里出去，你不会走向灭亡，你会走向永生。
So the question is, are there few who be saved?
那现在问题是，是不是得救的人少呢？
And the answer is only those who take the exit sign and go in the direction of the open door. They're the only ones who are going to be saved. Those who stay on the broad road are going to end up in destruction.
所以答案是呢，就是那些所有那些进入窄门的出去了以后呢，进到窄门，他们那些人呢都得救，那些留在宽路上的人呢，最终呢走向毁灭。
So it's very similar to our Highway 99.
所以呢，非常的类似我们的99号高速公路。
If you get on Highway 99 and you just keep on going south,
所以你走上那个就是99号高速公路往南边走，
you'll end up in Mexico.
所以呢，你一路可以走到墨西哥去了。
And if you're not going to go to Mexico, you've got to take a turn off. From Highway 99, because if you stay on the road, you'll just go straight to Mexico.
所以呢，如果你不想去墨西哥的话呢，那么说呢，你必须在99号公路上呢找个出口出去，因为如果你留在高速公路上呢，你就最终到达墨西哥了。
And the same is true. If you want the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, you've got to get off the broad road onto the narrow road.
所以呢，这个同样的是一样的。如果呢，你要想相信主耶稣基督为你救主，你必须离开宽路，走进窄路。
And so remember, the Lord Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
所以要记住，我们的主耶稣基督说呢，我就是门，任何人进入我的门就会得救。
Jesus is the only exit off the broad highway that we're all born on.
对主耶稣基督呢，是我们所有的出生在这个宽路上的唯一的一个出口。
And so verse 24 says, strive to enter through that narrow gate.
第二世纪说，你们要努力钻进窄门，
Don't miss it.
就不要错过，
Don't go to sleep.
不要去睡觉。
Look diligently for it.
所以呢，要勤奋的去寻求。
And if you have to turn around and go back, turn around and go back. Make sure you get off the broad road onto the narrow road before you end up in Mexico or end up in hell.
在这个里面呢，你如果需要回头的话，确保你要回头，为了要确保你呢离开宽路，走进那个窄路，所以呢不要一直沿着宽路走到墨西哥或者走到地狱去。
Verse 24 says, many, I say, will try seek to enter, but will not be able.
那第二世纪说呢，我告诉你们，将来许多人想要进去，确实不难。
What's the problem?
问题是什么呢？
Well, they will seek to enter, but they will seek to enter too late.
他们想要进入，但进入的时候时间太晚了。
Or they will pretend to enter, and instead of coming in repentance and humility, they will come before the Lord in independence and pride, and they won't be accepted. They won't get through the gate.
所以呢，他们也或者说他们的假装要进去，因为他们在这里呢，带着他们的不是带着谦卑，不是带着那样的顺服，而是带着骄傲，带着他们自己的方式。那么说呢，当他们想进入这个门的时候呢，就被拒绝了。
So verse 25 says, when once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from.
第25节说呢，当家主起来关的门，你们在站在外面叩门，说主啊，主啊，给我开门。他就回答你们说，我不晓得你们是哪里来的。
So the question then is the exit always available? Is the door always open?
现在问题是呢，这个出口呢，是不是总是可以有的呢？是不是那个门呢，总是打开的呢？
And the answer is no. One day, God is going to shut the door.
答案是不是的？有一天呢，神会关上门。
There are basically two or three ways in which he shuts the door.
现在基本上有2到3个方式，他来关门。
One is the person who is carrying on in life dies, and after death, there is no way of gaining acceptance into God's heaven, forgiveness with the Lord Jesus. There's no way of getting in. Death settles it. If you're saved, you're saved. If you're lost, you're lost.
其中一个方式呢，就是一个人呢，他一辈子呢，最终死了。死了以后呢，就是没有任何的方式呢，去到天堂得到那个主耶稣基督的饶恕的。那么说呢，如果你得救呢，你死了以后，你得救呢，你就得救了；你没得救，你就没得救。所以没有任何其他的方法。
The second way in which the door is shut is that if the Lord Jesus Christ returns to rapture the church to take them all to heaven, those who remain alive will not have an opportunity later to trust the Lord if they have already rejected him.
这个里面，这第二种方式呢，关门的方式，主耶稣基督呢，他来从空中呢把教会提上去。那么说这个时候呢，就是说是已经那些已经拒绝的主耶稣基督的人呢，他们在教会被提以后，再没有机会就重新悔改认主了。
Because the Lord has said that he will send strong delusion, 2 Timothy, 2 Thessalonians says, the Lord will send strong delusion to the people that they will reject the Lord. They won't even seek the opportunity to be saved. They will believe the lie because they rejected the Lord before the rapture of the church.
因为是在那个提索罗尼迦后书里讲到的，当时呢，主呢要给他们一个幻象，让他们呢就是说是想信主却信不了，因为就是在这之前呢，他们已经拒绝的主耶稣基督，如果在这之后呢，他们就算他们想去寻求主，想去见主也信不了了。
And the third reason why the door would not be open to people is that the Lord had gave them many, many opportunities and they said, no, no, no. And so the Lord said, all right, I'm not going to give you any other opportunity. You've already said no, you can't come in.
第三者方式，主关上门的，那就是说主一直给他们机会，他们就是不不不不，他们一直拒绝，他们拒绝到一个程度，主说那就是说那好吧，那你已经没有机会了，没机会呢，所以现在你就进不来了。
Well, those are all very strong and sobering messages. We're going to start again there next week.
你这个呢，都是一些非常强大的和一些让我们警醒的这样的信息。我们下个星期呢会继续来学。
So we'll pick up this theme next week, Lord willing, at the end of verse 24, the beginning of verse 25.
因为这个下个星期呢，主若许可，那我们要从那个第24节的后面第25节的开始继续来学。
So again, thank you for being with us this evening. May the Lord bless each one of us.
现在再一次呢，感谢大家呢，今天加入我们，愿主呢赐福给我们。
And in your correspondence with others who might be with us, or might have been with us tonight, I think some probably did miss the miss the hour, you get a hold of them. Tell them that we're on this new BC time, 7:30 Vancouver time. We'll be here next week.
现在现在可能那就是说是错过了，因为温哥华改下是这错过了这个时间的人呢，如果你们在和他们有联系的话呢，你们可以去联系一下他们那些人，告诉他们就是说我们这个学习时间已经改了，是中国的时间的上午的10:30，不再是11:30。
Again, thank you. And if you're able, we'll see you in the morning at 16th.
再一次来感谢大家。如果你明天能来呢，我们在第16届福音教堂见。
May the Lord bless us all. Let's pray.
愿主赐福给我们所有人。我们祷告。Lord,
we thank you that you are the God who gives clear indication of what you are doing and the warnings that you will do it soon.
其实我们感谢您的，您是一个那样的神，那您给指出了您将是要做什么，然后呢，您也告诉我们您很快就会做。Lord,
our prayer is that you will not only teach us the truth of God, but teach us the timing associated with the events of the truth of God, lest we fail to turn from the broad road onto the narrow road, lest we fail to invest our lives as we should for your glory.
你主要我们的祷告是呢，您呢不仅仅教导我们您的神的真理，那么说呢就是同样的告诉教导我们这个时间，时间呢就是说那个审判的时候要到了，所以就是说求您告诉我们在正确的时间呢要走出正确的判断，以免呢我们错过呢那个出口去大窄路上呢，就说是和您永远在一起。
So again, Lord, we pray that you will bless us and give us the wisdom and the understanding we need, not only to believe you, but to live for you and for your glory.
记住啊，我们再次呢，祈求您赐福给我们，赐给我们的智慧呢，不仅仅是说我们相信您，同样呢，我们也是依靠您，我们也是相信您呢，就是说是把荣耀呢，也把这样您这样的真理呢，活出来，把荣耀归给您。
We pray and give thanks now for all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这为这所有的祷告和感恩，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Lord bless you. See you tomorrow if you're able.
也感谢大家，那个就是说，主赐福给大家。如果明天你们来，明天。